Good morning, everyone. Today's chapter is Matthew 3. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with the water for repentance, for he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Amen. In today's passage, we see John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus as he preached. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." But when the Pharisees and Sadducees came to him as he was baptizing others, he rebukes them, saying, "Bear fruit in keeping with repentance." And then in verse 10 says, "Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." What does it mean to bear fruit in keeping with repentance? Repentance is not just saying, "Oops, I'm sorry, God, I'll try not to do it again." But it is a full 180 turning away from our sin. It is not just a recognition of when we have missed the mark, but our lives must reflect this turning away. The New Living Translation version says, "Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God." So for example, if we say sorry to God for gossiping but continue to sow division, there's a disconnect there. Sometimes we need to make drastic changes to our lives in order to nourish our soul and set ourselves up for success. One way is to be in community. We just wrapped up our sermon series in community, and it was so good because it's a reminder that we are not alone. We must walk in the light together, confess your sins to one another, and be held accountable. Seek to not let anything have power over you by keeping it hidden. Another way is by making practical changes in our lives. For example, if you're constantly tempted to drink or smoke, but you're surrounding yourselves with friends who love doing that every weekend, that's probably not going to make your life any easier. We all bear fruit, and the fruit that we bear is a reflection of our lives. This summer, I got to try fresh fruit from a local Italian farm. They produce enough for their community and have a lot of integrity and joy in their farming. It was some of the freshest, plumpest, and juiciest fruit that I've ever had, and it was so delicious. But comparing this to the pesticide-covered, mass-produced fruits that I've bought from Trader Joe's or Star Market, it just does not compare. But the reason why the local produce in Italy was better was because the fruit really was a reflection of how they were being nourished. John's message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," is the heart of Jesus' cry for both Jews and Gentiles, as we will soon see even in the next chapter. So let us take some time today to repent. Like David cries out in Psalm 139, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." One area in particular that I want to highlight today is unforgiveness. Sometimes we can feel so justified in our hurt that we become blind to the cost of the cross for us. The person that hurt you is not the real enemy. They are your brother and sister, and the real enemy is Satan. So let us honor the work of Christ on the cross by truly examining our hearts today and surrendering to God, for forgiveness is at the heart of the gospel. Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you would reveal any areas of unrepentant sin in our hearts. Let us come to you today, not just with sorries, but asking for help to truly turn away from it. Lord, it's real that life is hard and there's woundedness, but we want to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. We recognize that there are some sins that are reoccurring, and we recognize that we can't do it on our own. So Holy Spirit, we ask that you would come, bring conviction, and that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, but it truly is your loving kindness that will lead us to repentance. So we pray, God, for a deeper depth of understanding in our hearts of your gospel message, and that your loving kindness would truly lead us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.